been starting by telling people a little bit about my research and then letting you tell me some stories about the garden. Does that sound okay? Okay. I'm getting a master's in geography, and I discovered the gardens when I first moved to Madison. I don't live in Eagle Heights, but I've always been fascinated by food systems and agricultural landscapes and gardening and the human environment interface. And so I decided to do my master's on the history and landscape of and how the garden's landscape has changed over its history, because there also doesn't seem to be any comprehensive idea of what the garden has been or what it is today and how they all connect. And so I'm hoping that I can also fill some need that the current gardening community would really feels like they want to know what it's been and what it can be, you know. So that's what I'm doing. So I've been starting these interviews just by asking people, what do you remember about the gardens? What memories do you have?
Let's see. Well, you were the gardening committee person. What I remember is that they were all set off with stakes and what were the plots? 25
by 25. 25 by 25.
And you could rent one or two gardens. Mm-hmm. Could you rent more than that if you wanted to?
I think you could, but we didn't.
Yeah, and I think it was $2 a plot.
Mm.
And let's see, for us it was where we learned about gardening, because we hadn't really done much gardening before. And grew stuff that we had never heard of before, like kohlrabi.
Mm.
And let's see, we grew lots of stuff. We grew corn.
Mm.
We grew kohlrabi. We grew beets. We grew
nasturtiums.
And lettuce. And mostly we did it because, of course, we were poor graduate students at the time.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And I learned how to freeze the vegetables,
mm-hmm.
And we rented a freezer at, what was that supermarket? El Rancho Supermarket. We've had a lot of ranchos in our life.
There was a supermarket called El Rancho Supermarket, and it was on the corner of the main drag, and there's a little street that goes out on the other side of Route 60.
Mm, okay.
There was a Unitarian church on that street.
Mm.
And the street goes out to, I guess it was University Avenue or something like that. And mm-hmm. there was a grocery store there called El Rancho Supermarket, and you could rent freezer lockers.
Mm.
So you had to buy a piece of beef at the locker.
Right.
So we bought a front quarter or something.
Yeah, and that brought us the locker, and then after that we filled it with vegetables and fish from the lake.
Mm. Mm. So you fished in the lake too?
Yeah.
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. How long were you there for? When did you get there, and when did you...
We got married in 65.
And you went out there the year before.
Yeah, I was there from September 64 mm-hmm. until July 69.
Mm-hmm.
And we got married in 65 and then came out there and lived in Eagle Heights that summer.
Mm. Did you have a garden that summer in 65?
I'm sorry?
Did you have a garden that summer in 1965?
I don't think so. Remember, we had just gotten there.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah. And since we didn't leave till 69, we did have a garden for a couple of summers.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was obviously 66, 67, 68.
Mm-hmm.
And then we left in 69.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we might have even had a garden in 69 and then abandoned it, I don't know.
let people get all the food from your garden at the closing day. So if you didn't garden before, what besides just being poor graduate students, what made you hear about the garden? What made you want to garden?
It was kind of everybody was doing it. And we'd walk around Eagle Heights and everybody was walking in and out of the gardens. And so it was part of the culture.
Mm-hmm. And I was interested in it, both from the, just because I thought I would like it, mm-hmm. and from the money-saving angle. That was probably the big push.
Mm-hmm.
And then we...
Yeah, as graduate students, between us, we were making $6,000 a year.
Wow, yeah.
And the apartments rented for $75 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And we saved money.
Yeah.
Let's see. Probably what's also interesting is we kept our interest in gardening even after we left. Mm-hmm. And I gardened in our backyard in California, where we moved next, and we eventually moved to Virginia, where we had 16 acres and two huge gardens and some cattle and sheep.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of it all started in Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
And we started with organic gardening and have been doing that ever since.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. And Tom, you were on the committee. And yeah. I think you told her about that in the email, right?
Yeah, in the spring we laid the pipes, mm-hmm. and got the water running,
mm-hmm.
and put up all the stakes so that the gardens were all... all plots were identified.
Mm-hmm.
And we arranged for the ag school to come and plow.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
Did they charge anything for plowing? Or did
I think they plowed up the rest... They plowed up the whole field because they were growing fescue on the rest of the field.
Mm.
And so they plowed up the whole field. And they used the fescue for feed. And so the gardens didn't take up the entire field.
Mm.
Are you sure that's what they were growing? Probably
yeah.
need to check with the ag school.
No.
I mean, for accuracy, that's all.
Let's see. It's fescue's grass. This wasn't the grass. It was those little flowers.
It was probably alfalfa.
It was alfalfa. Mm. It was alfalfa. Mm. And so they would come and plow it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'd stake it, put up the stakes so that the whole 25x25 gardens were identified.
Mm-hmm.
Get the water running, and we tap the fire hydrant on in Eagle Heights to do that. And then everybody would kind of watch the gardens during the year.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end, we had a big cleanup operation at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Where everybody went out and pulled the stakes and turned off all the water.
Did you have to take the irrigation pipe out of there?
I don't remember. I think the standpipes stayed over the winter.
Mm.
I think they plowed between them.
Okay.
Because the standpipes were along the little walkways.
So they didn't plow the walkways when they...
No, they didn't plow. I think we had little walkways between the plots.
Mm-hmm.
And the standpipes for watering
mm-hmm.
were along that walkway.
Mm-hmm.
And I think all that stayed.
Mm-hmm.
So if the guy with the tractor avoided the walkways, he then avoided the underground pipes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so at the end of the year, there was this big cleanup, and the gardens were a big mess because, people, they kind of forgot about it in October. It was getting cold. And the gardens were typically full of winter squash and things that people had left.
Mm-hmm.
And squash all winter long. we piled in our kitchen and ate our way through the pile all winter long.
Mm, sounds like a good way of spending the winter.
And the apartments were so cold that we didn't have to worry about the squash. Community affair. It was a good way to know your neighbors. Everybody was out in the gardens together. And, there were kids out there. It was nice. It was a nice, wholesome community operation.
Mm-hmm. And a good way to get away from the books.
Otherwise, all we did was study.
Yep.
We were both in school, and you know, that was kind of a drag.
You said you have a few questions. From what you just said, I have a few questions. You said you started with organic gardening. Was that something that a lot of people did? Were there rules about that? Why did you decide to garden organically, and what did that mean?
I don't remember what the rules were. There may have been some rules against using certain pesticides. I don't know. But it seemed at that time people were getting more and more interested in doing things without pesticides. It seems like we've come full circle and people are getting interested again now.
Yeah.
But
in the 60s, everybody was flower people.
Yeah.
And that was the way we did it. We didn't go off smoking pot, but we did organic gardening. I got a subscription to Organic Gardening magazine and read stuff about mulching, and it just seemed the right way to do things. Mm-hmm.
And we carried those magazines with us for 30 years. We had Organic Gardening and Farming dated 1967-1968.
Wisconsin was also a good place to do that. This, of course, since the ag school had been plowing and planting that area with things like alfalfa, the soil was in good condition, so we didn't have to do a whole lot of getting the soil into good shape. So it was an excellent place to start gardening in general, and to start in organic gardening in particular, because you didn't have that problem.
Yeah.
And
she planted nasturtiums among something or other, and that was supposed to keep away the bugs.
Of course, we didn't keep away everything, and I didn't know one from another. You learn all these things after. You know, if you keep at it, you learn these things. So, in fact, I think it was in Virginia, I took horticultural entomology, I would get those words mixed up, to learn, and the plant diseases courses, and fruit production courses. So Wisconsin got me going, and I just kept going.
And she was a master gardener.
Sure sounds like it.
I was. Right now I'm not really gardening, and the soil here is hard, and the summers are so hot that I'm losing interest in my old age. But it was.
And the things you can plant, you can plant things in Wisconsin that you can't plant other places. Like in Wisconsin, you can plant sweet potatoes because the dirt was so soft that there was no resistance, and these things would grow real big, and the carrots would grow deep. When we went to California, we were in clay, and it was just impossible to grow these things because there was no place for the roots to go. So it was kind of neat. You could grow root plants, and the dirt would kind of rise, and you'd see the stuff coming up from out of the ground, and you'd dig at the end of the year, and you'd have the whole basket full of sweet potatoes.
Yum. Sounds like my kind of garden.
And then the crop everybody hated was squash. What was the green squash used to?
What do you mean?
We had to give away. Everybody was on everybody's doorstep trying to get rid of it.
Oh, the zucchini.
Zucchini, yeah.
Mm. Right.
Yeah. Everybody had too much zucchini, so you try to give away zucchini to people who already had too much. And we raised our kids on zucchini bread, and they hate it to this day.
That's a sad thing to hate. It's good.
What else do we remember?
I don't know. I can't come up with anything.
No. We had a little canoe that we chained to a tree down by the parking lot, Mount 60, down by the bottom of Picnic Point.
Mm-hmm.
There were a bunch of people who had had canoes, and we just chained them to a tree.
Mm.
And I don't know if you're still allowed to do that. And then we would go out fishing on the lake in the evenings.
Mm.
And trees and that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It was good. We got by.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What else? You said that the university came and plowed the fields. On the committee, did you have to ask somebody to come? What other dealings did the committee have with the university?
I think it was just an arrangement that we were renting that field from the ag school.
Mm-hmm.
And in the spring and in the fall, the ag school scheduled plowing the whole field because they were going to plant it with alfalfa.
Mm.
So they planted it, so they just plowed our part of it. I don't remember paying them at all to plow it.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. I think the $2 that we paid for the plots just went for maintenance. I don't remember ever paying any the ag school.
It probably went to keep the water pipes up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm, right.
By the state.
But, you know, we must have had a bank account. If you're doing research, you might find where the money was, and you could find out how rich the garden committee was and how much turnover. If you know that it's $2 a plot,
mm-hmm.
you could track the number of plots that were rented each year if you could find their bank account.
That's very true. Do you have any idea what bank that may have been with?
No. There was a treasurer of the garden committee.
Mm,
mm-hmm. Somebody who collected the money and managed the bank account, but I don't remember who it was or mm-hmm. where the bank account was.
Mm-hmm.
And the ag school, the ag school might have a, if you rented the place, they might have records of that. I don't remember renting it, but.
Mm-hmm.
Are people still gardening there? Are the gardens still there?
They are still there. Yeah, they're going quite strong, I think. It's still in the same place. And I think it's the same number of plots, too. It's changed some from when you were there. I think people outside of Eagle Heights are allowed to garden there now, and that wasn't the case then.
Yeah.
Right? So, I mean, well, you can tell me, was anybody out of, who wasn't a student gardener?
It was just Eagle Heights. Mm-hmm. I don't even remember anybody from outside wanting to garden there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So now people, there are community members as well as students who don't live at Eagle Heights that garden there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so I don't know, that probably changes the flavor of it a bit, seeing different kinds of, different ages maybe, I don't know. And now they're also perennial plots, so that it's not plowed every year.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
Yeah. So people, you don't have the same cleanup day and set out day, and people can have the same plot every year. Could you ask for a plot in a specific location when you were gardening, or did you have the same plot every year? How did that work?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't remember.
I think it was first come, first serve.
Yeah.
Mm.
But plots when I was on the committee, so everybody knew that we had two plots, so I just did my two plots every year.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it was the same place every year.
No, I don't think so either.
I don't remember.
Yeah. Where were your, where on the hill, were you on one of the steep places, and was that a problem, or where were your plots?
We were down, I'll bet you we weren't more than 50 or 100 feet in from the road.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we just walked across the road down the path, and our garden was on the flat part there by mm-hmm. the road.
Mm-hmm. So you didn't have to deal with any erosion issues or that some plots may have had to?
Never came up. Mm-hmm. Never came up because mm-hmm. they were just, you know, every year you come out and the whole place was plowed up nice and you just stake it out and plant your stuff.
Mm. Seemed to work.
It was nice.
Nice. Yeah, so you didn't have to do any of the digging. Did you have to, were there shared tools or did you have to bring your own tools and did you need many tools? How did that
Oh, that's work? A good question.
Yeah.
Do you remember, Tom?
I don't remember.
Hmm.
That's funny.
I don't remember. I don't remember what we did with tools.
Mm-hmm. Me neither.
No.
Well.
Okay, yeah, we're going back.
Quite a few years.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, no, 40 years.
A long time, almost 50. No, 40 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, that's, you got any other stories, Mama?
No, I don't.
Well, I have a few more questions. Can I ask you a few more questions? I was wondering what you remembered being the hardest, or did you have to deal with a lot of weeds or insects or animals, and do you have any stories about those or not? What did other
I don't remember
like?
Insects. I don't remember.
All I can remember with the weeds is pulling some of the plants out instead of the weeds because mm-hmm. at that point I didn't recognize things. It took us a little while, not too long.
Mm-hmm.
It took us a little while to recognize when real stuff was growing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you had to stay with it. I mean, the weeds came up. You know, the weeds would take over. And there were places where there were people who adopted their gardens and they just got taken over by weeds.
Mm-hmm. And did anybody then go take over their plots, or you just left them for the season? It was that, that's just going to be a weedy plot for the season.
Yeah, I think we just rented them out in the beginning, and if there were extra... I don't remember that. Mm-hmm. I don't remember whether there was a line so that people were waiting for plots.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that was the case. I think we just accommodated everybody.
Mm-hmm. So, but when a plot got really weedy, or it was obvious that somebody abandoned it, it was just left that way until...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And in a lot of cases, they would, you know, they would leave the plants there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then cleanup would come along, and we'd scoop up whatever was left over.
It's not a bad deal, huh?
No, it was great. Yeah. People, you know, died to get on the cleanup. The cleanup crew was a big deal. Everybody knew they'd get free stuff.
Mm-hmm. Could people not in the cleanup crew? So did you gather things and then you saw other people sort of descend on the garden after the gardens were closed for the season? Or
no, the cleanup crew just we had to make the gardens, we had to put them to bed so that they could be plowed next mm-hmm. year. So we had to get up all the string, we had to get up all the stakes, we had to get up everything that would, you know, that would interfere with the plowing.
Mm-hmm.
And so the cleanup crew just scooped up everything that was there, threw the garbage away, and we kept what was basically the squash, the winter squash.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't remember giving it away. I remember everybody just taking piles of the stuff and keeping it and eating their way through it.
I think that was the smart thing to do. I mean, I wish that I had more winter squash left over this winter.
I do remember our first experience giving, we're trying to give away zucchini.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's trying to give away zucchini because we didn't know, we didn't know that you're supposed to pick it when it was small and young.
Mm.
And so these things we get 2.5 feet long, you know, 6 inches, 8 inches in diameter. and they were just overwhelming as everybody's trying to get rid of the stuff.
Uh-huh.
I think there were a lot of new gardeners.
Yeah, a lot of, that's right. I think it was a good introduction to gardening. People never considered gardening. They ended up in Wisconsin for some reason, in Eagle Heights,
mm-hmm.
you know, because they were married, and they kind of, it was the thing. Everybody was doing it, so everybody kind of joined in.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember. Do you know how many plots there are out there now?
A little less than 500, I think.
Wow.
Yeah.
How many were there?
I don't know.
Huh.
I don't know whether they're...
Do you have that information?
I think there were about that many then, too, actually.
Okay. Yeah, because I don't remember. You should think you would remember, Tom.
No, you were
helping to lay them all out.
No.
Really just that it was a big area to put stakes in the corner of every plot. It would take a long time. The gardens in 66, so maybe this will... Did you always garden in one spot, or did you garden in a spot just north of you houses and then move the next year, or you always had gardens in the same location?
No, we just picked up a plot wherever...
No, I think she means all the plots.
All the plots were in a different...
Were they all in the same location?
No, everyone was in the same location because the pipes were there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, there were pipes, there were underground pipes from the fire hydrant.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of, at the corner of every four plots or so, there was a standpipe.
Mm-hmm.
So you could hook a hose, and that pipe came up out of the ground about 2.5-3 feet.
Mm-hmm.
And you could screw your hose on that.
Yeah.
And so everybody got water that way.
Mm-hmm. You know, we must have bought our own hose, though, don't you think?
I'm sure we had all those things, but I don't remember storing them. I don't remember schlepping them from the apartment.
No, I don't either. We must have been having such a good time. We don't remember the work.
That's a good thing. It was a good form of leisure time.
Hmm? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. It was the only thing we could do.
Yeah.
I remember they had movies at the Union, and we would
for a quarter
we would debate whether we should go or we should spend the quarter.
Yeah. That's what I hear from a lot of people who were gardening when you were, that it was just barely making ends meet but managing somehow.
It was good because everybody knew they were getting an education and were going on to better things and more money
mm-hmm.
once they got out.
Mm-hmm.
But while we were there,
mm-hmm.
there wasn't much of an income.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Where did you, what number apartments did you live in Eagle Heights?
We lived in 708H and then 603A.
Yes.
The first year when we got married, moved out there, we got a place for the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that place was booked for, somehow we got it for the summer. I don't know why, but it was only a summer.
Mm-hmm.
And then while we were there, they assigned us the place that we then lived in for the next 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it was on the first floor, and
right.
It's probably still there.
Oh, yep. They're all still there.
The watering, are the underground pipes and the standpipes and everything still set up?
Yes,
there?
Yeah. That's the same pipe system, I imagine, that was put in before you were there. They may have redone some of it at one point.
I'm sure they must have. Pipes don't always last that long.
Yeah, I don't know how it could have, but yeah, so the pipes are still, it's still set up in basically the same configuration as when you left it.
Wow. They,
yeah. The biggest change.
Wow, that is a long history, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
What year did the gardening start there? I don't know how long it was going on before we got involved in it.
Yeah, I'm not, it either started in 59 or 60, and it started in a location just north of University Houses, where the 900 block was built, probably the year that you moved in. I don't know if you remember that construction.
Oh, yeah, there was construction going on that.
Was
that
there?
Summer we moved out there, yeah.
Okay.
I remember.
Yeah.
So I don't know what you remember about the construction. It might be interesting, but I think where that construction is, there used to be an apple orchard, and then the gardens were where the apple orchard was. And then because the construction happened, they asked to move, and they then had to pay the College of Agriculture for the land where you are, yeah.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
So now we're learning stuff we didn't know when we were there.
Yeah.
We didn't ask enough questions.
Let's see. Can we get a copy of of your thesis when you're done?
Oh, I would love to share a copy with you. It would be my pleasure. I'm happy that people might be interested in reading it, whatever it ends up being.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd love to send it along. Either it will be a PDF electronic copy, or I'll make sure to get you one.
That would be nice.
When do you expect to finish it?
The end of this summer.
Good.
Yeah, I don't know if that will actually happen, but but that's my plan since my funding runs out next year. So I have to gives me a little bit of a deadline to finish. Yeah. So.
Good. Sounds like a fun project.
It has actually been really fun. I love talking to people who have gardened there in the past because everybody is so fascinating, actually. I mean, you all begin by saying, I don't remember very much, but you do, so it's really nice.
And I guess everybody remembers something different. You know, when you're far enough away from it, there are certain things that stand out, and they're probably different things for each person.
Yeah, exactly.
I can remember the field was surrounded by the ag place, you know, the ag field, and they were growing the alfalfa. And the alfalfa was about, I don't know, anywhere from knee-high to waist-high. And we used to kind of wander through that field. Instead of just going to where our plot was and crossing the street then, we would get in the corner. We'd enter in the corner and we'd kind of go diagonally across the field to get to the gardens. And I can remember wild pheasants in the alfalfa. And you'd be walking along and all of a sudden the alfalfa would explode. And, you know, two pheasants would come charging out, and then, you know, they were really big birds, and scare everybody. That was fun.
Oh, I like it. Did you walk in you used the lake. Did you also then walk out to Picnic Point, or how else did you use the land that's around the gardens?
Let's see. We used to, if you know where 603 is, it's right on the main street. So we used to go across the street and go down the hill, and we'd watch the sun go down. So we spent a lot of time down on the hillside just hanging out in the evening. And then we'd go out to Picnic Point, walk Picnic Point. But mainly with this little canoe, we would we'd go canoe out to Picnic, out to the edge of Picnic Point, and every night there was a bunch of people from the town who things, but they knew where the fish were.
Mm.
So they were all, you know, they had all their little boats out in this little cluster.
Mm-hmm.
And so we get in our canoe and just go out to wherever they were,
mm-hmm.
and hang out on the edge, and we'd catch our fill for the evening, and then go back, and I'd clean them.
Mm.
And it was nice.
Mm. What kind of fish were they?
Perch.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
And sunfish. I remember sunfish too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But the perch were really plain. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He'd fillet them all, and then we'd throw them in that freezer that we rented.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm, sounds delicious. It sounds like you ate well.
Yeah, I guess we did now that I look back on it. We did eat pretty well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nice.
Without any money.
Or without much. I can remember when the blueberries were in season at the store, I'd go and buy as many boxes of blueberries when they were on sale.
And throw them in the locker.
Hmm.
Yeah.
And freeze them, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you could have pies for the rest of the winter.
Yeah.
Just eat them.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And we had a baby while we were there.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. She was born in 68 in November.
And then we left in July of 69.
Right. So we probably did not have a girl
in
69.
Mm-hmm. So she wouldn't have any memories of the garden.
No.
She'd
no.
be a little pee.
She really doesn't have any memories of there at all.
Mm-hmm.
Except for what I tell her about uh-huh. taking her rubber bathtub and putting a rope on the hole in the front and bundling her up in everything I could find and pulling her around on the snow.
Mm. Mm.
In the around Eagle Heights.
Oh, wow.
Sometimes young mothers aren't as bright as they should be. But I don't think she's any the worse for wear.
I doubt it. It sounds like fun. If she's warm enough, then
we can't
hurt somebody from pulling them around that much. It's okay. Do you have any other questions for me or anything you thought I would ask you about, but I didn't?
No, I don't think so.
It was just you jogged a whole bunch of
memories that we haven't thought about for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, if we may have some photos.
If you had photos, I would absolutely love to see them. That would be...
Oh, yeah.
I can scan them and let's see.
I vaguely remember a picture of one of us standing out there with corn and all the stuff growing around us.
I would love to see
them. If we find any, we'll scan them and send them to you.
That would be amazing. I would love to see any pictures I can of this place. So
okay.
Yeah, that would be really helpful. And
okay.
Yeah.
All right. Go look through boxes.
Go look through boxes. It's a treasure hunt.
Yes, our pictures are not very well organized, but
It's hard to keep up with that. Mine aren't well organized either.
Yeah, and every time we move, they get all jumbled up again, and we start from the beginning.
Oh, it sounds like everything.
Right.
Keep redoing it. Okay. Well, it was really nice.
Thank you for calling, and we'll take a look and see if we've got some pictures, and I'll scan them if I can find them.
That would be great. It was really nice to talk to both of you, and I will definitely be in touch.
Good to talk to you,
too.
And we'll look forward to reading your thesis.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that.
No
one will know that somebody else read your thesis. Nobody else read mine.
I know.
I mean, Pat typed it, and I did it. She typed it, and probably my major professor wrote it, and that was the end of it.
I know. So I hope that this does get a little bit more reading than some of the others. We'll see. But then I have to hope that you all like it, too. So.
Yeah.
I have to write a good story then.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Bye. You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.